And could you tell me something about how you would sit around as a family?
Yeah, we'd sit around just like kind of like we do now. Mm-hmm. But boy, you know, not like these now. But
you imagine
we was happy there, happy as we could be. We know nothing else but be happy there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Imagine you didn't have a comfortable chair like that one, is that right?
No, no, nothing like that.
Could you describe the chairs that you had?
This time we had bought, you know, to wash the chair, I mean, knit the chairs.
And would you have anything like what your wife is sitting on?
No, not like that.
That came much later. Mm-hmm. Did they call that a sofa or a couch or what?
Yes, that's right.
Which one?
Couch, I call it couch.
Couch, uh-huh. And then where did you keep the water, and how'd you get the water? Could you tell me about that?
I had a spring down on the hill there.
Did you have a spring?
And we go down to spring, get the water.
Mm-hmm. And what you boys had to do then, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. Anything else that you can remember about the house you'd like to tell me about? Did you have an upstairs?
No, nothing like that.
Came later.
That's right.
On the outside, then, what kind of buildings or sheds or did you have on the farm, other than the house?
None.
You didn't have a barn?
No, I had a barn. It's very little, one horse we had there. He stayed for that old barn, because he's our door, but we called it the barn.
Mm-hmm. Later on, when you had a barn, would you describe when you had more buildings on the farm? You were a farmer yourself, right?
Yeah, that's right. I worked around with people by the month, you know, hard them out then.
I see.
And I stayed hard out all the time. My dad hardened me out when I was about 10 years old.
10 years old. Mm-hmm. Did you stay at those farms, or did you just go there and work a day and then come back?
No, I stayed with me in the hall about a month then.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd be interested to know about the buildings and the other farms then, where you hired out.
They had pretty good buildings, so much better than I had at home. Mm-hmm. But some of them was pretty shaggy.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep the hay in a barn?
They kept it, they stacked the hay a whole lot then. Had hay stacks, you know.
Oh.
There wasn't much hay in the barn.
Uh-huh.
Not in the lot. They stacked the hay up and put water on it, keep stuck on it.
And where would you keep the, as a matter of fact, I wish you'd tell me any memories that you have around, you know, when you hired out to work like that. At age of 10, you were a pretty young boy.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories that you'd like to tell me about the experiences that you had then?
Well, I had some pretty rough ones. Then I had some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them didn't feed me so well. Some of them better to me than others.
Mm-hmm. But do you remember how to call the different animals? How would you call the cows to come in?
Sook, 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 sook.
Sook, uh-huh.
Sook pride, sook pride.
I see. Bet your daughter never heard that.
No, she never heard that.
She's learning something too, you see. How did you call the pigs?
Whoop, whoop, piggy, piggy. Uh-huh. Yeah, they'd come around it.
They'd know your voice. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How about the chickens?
Chicky, 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 chicky. Yeah, they'd come around it.
Uh-huh. And would you call the horses and mules, or?
Colt, 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 colt. They wouldn't come hard, but that's what you'd call them.
I see. They got kind of stubborn, is that true?
Uh-huh.
If you'd, when you took a... see, I'll bet you you're okay, thanks. I'll bet you you're learning something too, is that right?
Yes.